The Gemara further down on our Amid here, Daf Mem Tesamun Aleph, asks, Umiyama Rabbi Yochanan Hafi, is it indeed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that Dvorim Ein Behem Mishum Chusri Amona? Vamar Abba Bechano Am Rabbi Yochanan, Haimel Chaver Matana Ninoi Sinloch, if somebody tells his friend, I'm going to give you a gift, no kinyan was made, Daloch is Yochalach Zboi, he can retract. Ask the Gemara, Yochel, of course, Pshita, there was no kinyan made. Says the Gemara, Ella Mutalach Zboi. Not only he can, but he may. So we see that Dvarim Ein Behem Mishum Chusrei Amana. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said earlier on the Amid, Dvarim Yesh Behem Mishum Chusrei Amana? Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, Moed Rabbi Yochanan agrees that by Matanah Ma'atas, by a small amount of money, there's an Isser to retract. The Samcha Daitoi. Because when we're speaking about a small amount of money, that the person certainly expected that what I said I'm going to do, I'm going to do, and therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that I can't go back. Therefore, I can't go back on what I said. Says the Rajba, that what Rapapa means to say is not that Rabbi Yochanan only spoke about a matana ma'etes and not regarding a sale, and by a sale there is no mechus ramona. Rather, Rapapa is coming to tell us a chiddush, that even by a matana, where Rabbi Yochanan says you could go back, still Rabbi Yochanan will agree that if it's mutena mu'etes, you can't go back. But by macher, certainly Rabbi Yochanan will agree that you should not go back, because every sale is going to be considered like a mutena mu'etes. The Ran disagrees, and the Ran says, since the Gemara only speaking about a mutana mu'etes, from here we see that only by a mutana mu'etes, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says you could go back. Anywhere else you can't go retract. Anywhere else you can go back. However, the Rishonim do say that even according to the Rishonim, the Rajba, Tosfos, Ritva, that say that Rabbi Yochanan certainly will hold this way by a mecher, that's only if the price didn't change. But if the price changed, it always will be considered like a matana mu'et. It will always be considered like a matana meruba. Moreover, the Shari Tshuva says that not only does Gemara say that Rabbi Yochanan holds by matana ma'etas, he can't go back, but even if he didn't use a lashon haftocha, the halacha is that still, if it's matana ma'etas, you can't retract. Moreover, we quoted this in a previous shir, the Yerushalmi says that if he used the words b'das gemura an oimelach, believe me what I'm saying, then he can't go back even by matana meruba. The Mefarshim point out, the Ritva already discusses, that the Gemara doesn't give a shear what is a matana meruba and what is a matana mu'etas. So the Mari Vayel says it depends on the person. That a wealthy person, the definition of matana meruba and a matana mu'etas is dependent on the person who is giving it. And if the person who promised the gift is a wealthy person, then the shear is different for a not such a wealthy person. The Shal's Shuvis Ber Yitzchok from Yitzchok Chonin says that it could be that when it comes to Shaduchim, whatever is promised is always considered a Matana Merubah. The Paiskim, however, also go on to say that there are different situations where even if it's a Matana Merubah, you can't retract. That Goss Mordechai says that if the person made this commitment berabim, he can't go back, even if it's a Matana Merubah. And he gives two reasons. One reason he says is because something that's made berabim doesn't require a kinyan. And therefore, if somebody said a berabim, all the halachas about kinyanim don't apply. And moreover, he says that when it's made berabim, even what's considered maybe typically as a matana merubah, it's really going to be considered a matana mu'ates. And the reason is very simple. Because if I promise to give something, particularly as we just quoted the Marie Vaya, maybe for me, this is considered a very serious gift. But if a rabbin is obligated to give something, so we have to look at each individual in the rabbin. And when we look at each individual in the rabbin, for each individual himself, it's not considered such a significant gift. The Sma in Simon in Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Dalid Sifkatan Yudalid gives a different explanation. He says because the entire Svart in our Gemara is very much connected on Smichas Das, on the person relying or not relying on what I said. Says the Sma, when a rabbin makes a commitment, the person who's going to receive, the person supposed to receive what, the person supposed to receive doesn't make a difference to him. He right away assumes that what the rabbin promised, the rabbin will fulfill. Therefore, it's always considered a case of smichas das. The Yerushalmi also says that if somebody promises to give a gift to an ani, there it makes no difference. If it's a matana merubah or matana mu'ates, it has to be fulfilled. And the reason is because it falls into the category of tztaka. And by tztaka, we have a klal of amira legvoya kemesira lehejit. The Miri, and this is very much in line with what we've been saying in our shiurim, the Miri says that aniyim are always relying on what their what was promised to them. So since aniyim are always relying on what was promised to them, we will always have a situation of samcha datayu. And since we'll always have a situation of samcha datayu, when it's samcha datayu, it's in the same category as a matana mu'ates. And since it's in the same category, matana mu'ates, it has to be fulfilled. The halachas that we learn in these gemaras are very much mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. In Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Dalet. Siv Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hanoisen if somebody made a commitment only by saying something, didn't make a kinyan, says the Shulchan Aruch, a roi loy lamed viburoi, it's still appropriate that he should keep his word. Api shloy lokach medam klum, even though no money was given, v'loy rosham, v'loy niach mashkin, nothing was recorded, there was no mashkin. V'kol achoyzeboy, anybody who backs out of the deal, whether it's the seller or the buyer, because as we learned in the Mishnah, the only and the Gemara, the only time there is a mishapara, is if at least money was given. Here there wasn't even money given. Still, says the Shulchan Aruch, somebody who behaves this way, hareze mi chusrei amuna, ven ruch hachamim noichim menu. That's not the way a Jew is supposed to behave. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shif Ches, v'kei mi sh'omel chaveru litoin le'metana, if I promised to give somebody a gift, and then I don't give the gift, I'm also considered mechusre emuna. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, the person who is expecting to get the gift relies, when I told him I'm going to give the gift, that I will carry out my word. Av matan maruba, if it was a matan maruba, ein ba chasar nimuna. Shrei lohem ze shiitun lo dvar meilu. He never believed that I'm going to give it anyway. At shiikna yisa bedvarim, shem nikn behem, unless I made a kinyan. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, yesh mi shoymer, shem rabim amr lo adam echad litun lo matana, that if it was a rabim that said they're going to give a gift, that they can't retract, I feel him matan maruba, as we just explained earlier in our shir. Says the Ramah at the end of Sif Aleph, Abi shedvaram b'loy mos yochel achsboy. Even if there was a transaction without money given, you could retract. Ve'ein tzorach l'kabel ha-mishapara, and there's no obligation even of a mishapara. It's appropriate that a person should keep his word. Even if he didn't do a kinyan, he just gave his word. Whether it's the seller, buyer or seller that retracts, the Hanimili, however, said, Abuchad betray Tari when there are two prices, and the Mechusremona. If I said I'm going to give my friend something and I don't give it to him, a small gift, Harezem Mechusremona.